This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
How are you, dude?
I'm good.
Feels better to wake up after a heat win. You know what I'm saying, dude? There's just the birds are chirping.
Win.
A nice win. They were lighting it up. I mean, you want to talk about going back to your averages after that stinker. One of the greatest shooting games I've ever seen.
Yep.
It was a beautiful night. The intangible threes were flowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Must have been in honor of.
Well, are we going to consider off night intangible?
No. I was strictly referring to Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero giving us 24 apiece.
Okay.
Though Davion Mitchell is defender first and Haywood Highsmith is defender first.
Right.
This Davion Mitchell, he's fitting right in.
I you know what? I think when Tyler and Dunks are making their threes, it makes it easier for Haywood Highsmith and Davion Mitchell to take those threes.
Because
when they're building brick houses, ain't nobody too enthusiastic about shooting.
Do you think that it was in honor of, oh, no,
that all the intangibles start making threes?
Gene Hackman died.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I would say
nobody says Hoosiers like Dunks. Tyler's a little bit different.
Yeah. He had the look going last night. He had the headband. Headband Hero was out last night. Got a new nickname for him.
Marcos?
I don't like it, by the way.
Marcos.
What?
Get it ready. Get it ready. Go.
No, hold on, though.
Comes out with this look. All right, he's got the thin black headband. It wasn't like the typical full forehead headband, you know, that like dry fit thing. So he's got the headband looking a little bit like Cobra Tie. Come on.
I don't like
shoot it. First, no mercy.
Come on.
What do you mean? No, okay. That's gold.
No.
Cobra tie?
Just think about it. No. The headband, the blonde hair.
It's ridiculous. This is so, I mean, there's never been more of a point.
We need an unbiased opinion for sure.
I got unbiased opinions last night. People are like, that's good. That's good.
The people?
Really? There wasn't nobody saying that except Frog Boy.
Stun Steve liked it.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I got receipts.
Cobra Tie, so far, I've asked, anyone who I've asked personally has liked it, but an unbiased opinion, we got Jay Monte, one of the new people from our Odyssey family, works at the morning show.
What's up, Jay?
Really unbiased to the silly sauce. I asked him what he thought of Cobra Tie. And want to tell him what you think?
I said it was all right. I mean, I don't know.
See, there you go. It's good enough. I'll take it.
Tell the rookie to go take a lap. I ain't interested in his opinion. Has been in radio for 3 seconds.
Wow. Hey, I can't believe you're lashing out at new guy.
Tell new guy to hit the bricks. Put the thumbs down for Joe Rose's Twitter account, too.
I thought that was a positive review.
Nah. Either give me a point or get the hell out of here.
Wait. Wow. See, there you go.
Now you think I cut my teeth on Panthers highlights for Jonathan Grunfest to hear to get mouthed off by the young guys?
Hey, what?
Now you're Jonathan trying to strong arm the new guy.
Unless he wants to reconsider.
No. He doesn't want to reconsider.
You don't speak for him.
You do now. After you just lashed out on him.
That's
don't let him push you around.
That's a half positive review.
He's a bully.
I'm gonna Debo this guy off the Adobe audition.
You're a bully.
Oh, what are you editing there? Oh, nice. Take it off to wave to infrared. Enjoy cutting that. Nobody knows how to get off of that.
It's F8. Man, it took me so long to figure that out, dude.
It's a scary thing. Leroy, there's a thing when you're editing sound on Adobe Audition. If you, like, graze F8, it turns the wavelength into looking like Predator. Like, you ever see, like, Predator where you're, like, trying to see through infrared? Yeah. Oh, it'll throw you for a loop when you're trying to edit sound.
So you can't have fat fingers while you're editing cuts.
Dade South says Marcos is Mr. Me Froggy.
Point for
he gets a point.
Witcher.
Yeah, look,
that one rolls off the tongue though.
Cobra Tie is going to take off. I'm telling you right now.
I feel comfortable enough to give Cobra Tie a point, dude.
People love snake nicknames.
For Toby.
You got Black Mamba. You got the Texas Rattlesnake, of course. Stone Cold Steve Austin. People like snake nicknames.
Jake
Cobra
the snake.
Tie is going to take off.
I like it.
Anyway, Heat win last night. Your final score 131-109.
I like the way they put. Old boy Garden Gnome in like a baby Bjorn, and just carry him around and
Trae Young,
and don't let him do nothing.
He had flashbacks of Gabe Vincent last night with Davion Mitchell. He's pineapple. Spo hate. Can I tell you something right now? You know how we perused around. A little Trae Young talk.
Nobody wants a hobbit on their team. We want length.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm not the only one. And second of all, Eric Spoelstra hates him. Like, not personally, but he hates everything his game is about because
chuck up shots.
It's not the chucking up shots. It's the trickery. It's the flopping for fouls that he just can't stand. And he was now he wouldn't challenge, of course, but he was so mad. I think it was Haywood Highsmith who fouled him on the baseline. And he's just like, Eric Spoelstra was going after the ref, and he's doing the flop back to the ref the entire time. So
he's
much
a very, very animated sideline.
He was so animated, and Trae Young's like looking at him, and he's like looking at him, got his palms up. He's like, like laughing at him because Spo is so upset that Trae Young got a Trae Young call. And even after all these battles that he gets that upset about Trae Young getting fouls like this. And so much so that Chris Quinn had to pull the move. He had to be the holdback coach. Like, oh, he was the strength and conditioning guy. He had to go on. He's like, he's got him by the back of the collar. He's like, Spo, calm down. He goes, no. How do you keep falling for Trae Young?
Spo gets angry, dude.
Wait, no. The reason why I'm laughing is because we confronted him about some of his antics on the sideline. And he looked at us with a straight face and go, I can't recall.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, especially this year.
Oh, my God.
You have lost your mind about 5 times on the sidelines this year.
Yep. He's furious.
No, and we can go back years with the 2-second timeout into a game. No! Or you can tell when he calls a timeout and he starts walking onto the floor. Oh, my goodness.
Tears says Tobin is Ralph Nacchio.
Not doesn't roll off your tongue.
That's not bad.
Although, that dude has looked like he was 30 for 45 years.
He really does. He looks good.
Right.
He does look good. He does look good. Yeah, man. Did I do the headlines, Reed?
No, you didn't do it.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Heat will be back at it on Friday when they welcome in the Indiana Pacers. We got a cup rematch tonight. Panthers welcome in the Edmonton Oilers at 7 o'clock. Hear that game right here on 560 WQAM.
Do they start fighting right away?
Good question.
Oh, no, Kachuk's not playing.
Kachuk's not playing, but they got Sam Bennett. Greer. They got Gadjevich. They got plenty of guys. They got new guys who can fight, you know? So we'll see. We got to do your stuff in the combine as well. Marlins, they won in spring training yesterday.
Really?
What?
Look, even the worst teams win at least 60 games.
A couple of bomb skis from Max Acosta, Mark Corley. Don't know them, but they hit home runs.
Getting ready to say, who?
Max and Mark. That's what we call
to
them.
To the Max.
Look at that.
M&M.
Here.
Max marks the spot.
Without thinking too much, will the Marlins have somebody hit over 25 home runs?
Against them, maybe.
Not out of the possibility.
You're getting 600 at-bats.
I thought you were going to say 300, and maybe that would be Xavier Edwards. Maybe Conine's kid gets on a heater. Norby. 20, or, 25? Yeah, I don't know. It's a big park, too.
Here's the other problem. And I don't feel this way with any other, except Spo and Biggs. But it always seems like when a guy gets too good, he don't ever get an opportunity to finish the season.
Oh, because they're trading him?
So if somebody starts off hot, they're like, if he keep going at this rate, we're going to have to pay him some money.
I mean, the only guy they pay on this team is Sandy.
I know. Don't they have to get up to a
– I think so.
I think that the Major League Baseball should require – every team to spend a certain amount of money, and if they don't, they don't get a part of the share.
It's happened to them before. They've gotten penalized. It happened when they had to pay Josh Johnson and I think Dan Uggla for a year. They gave him like fat 1-year deals because they were so below on the revenue sharing.
Right, but you shouldn't here. And the reason why I say that is not because of the Marlins, but you can't win like that. You can't get money from Major League Baseball and pocket it without investing in your franchise. And so I don't know what the floor has to be. And, you know, you can collectively bargain that or the owners can come up with a number. But say if your basement has to be $90 million and you come in at $75-$80 million, then you shouldn't get any revenue sharing. We're not going to let you pocket your money and then give you additional money because you end up making more money than some of the teams who are actually trying to spend money.
Yeah, I mean, they do that.
You can't be rewarded for that.
Yeah, they try and do that. But You know, they don't care. They're shameless, dude. I mean, it is what it is. And finally,
as a Marlins fan, I'm saying this, so this sucks. Yeah. I just want them to like, I mean, if if you got to give a baseball player $15 million a year, which is nothing, they hyperventilate and trade the guy.
Totally. I mean, like, Sandy's not making that much money in comparison to others. Like, 16.
Right. And they're hyperventilating. How are we going to pay for the lights? How are we going to, like... That should, to be honest with you.
Hey, Bruce Sherman walks in at 5 o'clock, goes, too early. Turn them off. Turn them off.
Right.
Right. He's unplugging things. Like, hey, weather's nice.
Open up that roof. We ain't air conditioning everybody up in here.
Because it's 98, Bruce. He goes, it'll be good for him.
He's recycling ketchup packets.
He said, hey, hey, think about it this way. If it's really hot, people will drink more. We only got 1,200 people here. They drinking anyway.
Very exciting. Also, we have UFC Miami is coming down here. UFC 314. And very excited coming up at 1 o'clock today. We are going to talk to UFC star co-main event feature. He's fighting Michael Chandler. Patty the Batty Pimblett, which I'm very excited about.
Aren't you? You're excited because of the accent?
An accent? Dude, there's British. And then there's Liverpool British. And let me tell you something. That's a thick accent.
Is that like the difference between like British and Irish?
It's not Irish because Irish almost has like a gentleness, I think, to it sometimes. This is like, what does he say, Marcos?
I'm a Scouser.
I'm a Scouser. It's not Scottish. It's somewhere between British and Scottish.
I actually thought it was Scottish. It's so strange. It's like, all right, English in America is English, right? But the people who speak in Boston are different than the people who speak in New Orleans. And this people,
It's the Beatles accent. It's like, that's where he's from. He's got like the Beatles haircut. And this guy is, he's legitimately like,
it was Scottish.
He's one of the most popular.
The Beatles haircut was like Dumb and Dumber.
But he's a fascinating guy because this is a big step up for him. He's going to fight Michael Chandler. You know, everybody's wondering, like, is he any good? Or is he just a product because he's a funny talker? You know, people compared him to McGregor, but he's not really McGregor because he's a jiu-jitsu guy. But, like, you can't help but be fascinated by the way that he fights. Right. And then his thing, though, is, you know, Conor McGregor likes the drugs. This guy, he likes food. He's like Ricky Hatton. So he fights at 155.
But he walks around at 200.
He balloons up. But doesn't matter. He always makes the weight. It's just how he goes. So he enjoys his eating. And then all of a sudden, so you'll see these pictures of him out of camp. And you're like, this guy's never going to make 155 again. But he does it. And he comes in shredded.
Shredded.
I don't know if it's the healthiest way to go about being a professional athlete, but it's fun.
I mean, dude, we used to see it every week. We had to make that weight because Belichick had a weight.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. You want it? $50 a day a pound?
Jeez. Take it easy, Belichick. All right, we'll take a break here on the show. Yeah, Patty the Batty coming up in the last hour of today's program. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll take a break and get more into the heat. 15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Frog Boy.
Yes.
You have another pair of tickets to give away today?
No, yeah. I'm all out.
Oh, you know what?
I just found two more tickets.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Oh, how about that?
Look at me.
Look at you. Yeah. All right, so we'll give those away. Heat and Timberwolves next Friday at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get this thing going. Heat last night beating the Atlanta Hawks soundly. Speaking of soundly, let's unmute Leroy. Beating them soundly yesterday, Leroy, 131-109. They shot the lights out yesterday. It was nice to see. Nice to see a good offensive game from your favorite basketball team. Been a while.
Pretty much. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they were able to do some damage in the paint and got a lot of wide open threes. A lot. And they cut down on those damn offensive rebounds that, you know, Clint Capella and the other guy get.
Akanwu.
There it is.
Yeah, they did a great job of that. And the thing is, you know, it was a pretty even game back and forth. And then the Miami Heat really did crank it up defensively, probably midway through that third period, which was nice to see. I got to be honest with you. Even
the opposite of third quarter.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was nervous even still being up 14 going into the fourth quarter. I was like,
of course.
I'm ready to get hurt again.
And you know what? Dear Heat players and organization, do not be mad at us because we feel this way.
Very nervous.
This is what we have seen in all year.
Yep.
That you always, until I didn't turn that game off till about 3 minutes left. Because I was still, they could go in a heater, make two or three threes.
Yep.
And, right.
Yeah, I think it was like.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I don't know. I think it was maybe like another Haywood Highsmith. Oh, it was when Duncan got the free bucket on the other end, and then Kevin Love was booing him for not dunking. He gave him double thumbs down.
He's just a sideshow now.
He really is. He's a kind of a buck.
And you can't even be mad at him.
No, he's
Kevin Love.
He's vibes, baby.
Right.
Haywood Highsmith, of course, for the first time really since the trade, has got real minutes, and he was awesome yesterday. He was getting loose balls. It felt in a lot of ways, too, while the Heat shot well, it felt like there was a lot of second chances. There was a lot of deflections. There was just felt like the Heat kind of got back to old school in the mud Heat stuff to slow things down, especially on those second effort things.
The old 50-50 ball.
Yep, the old 50-50 ball. And this was Haywood's, one of his finest. But Davion Mitchell did great as well. And a game-recognized game. Here was Haywood Highsmith after the game on Davion's performance.
I mean, he was making a lot of shots, you know. He was in a good rhythm for sure. Honestly, with the zone and the press, I could feel his presence as well. You know, obviously I'm used to it. I've been in for a minute. So but trying to coach him a little bit on what we're doing in the zone press. But he was being a bulldog and just definitely just being a great offensive spark for us.
There you go. That's
hey, Duarte put on a little weight, huh?
That's not Duarte, dude.
Oh, no?
No, and he's a lot taller than Duarte, too. Oh. Can't help yourself. It's really amazing.
Getting out of his system.
Like just strangers, anybody. Anybody can get it. He really is. He's like Adrian Broner, the can man. Anybody can get it.
He's giving it up for Lent.
You know what my theory is? Get them before they get you. You see, like, and it's evident by, look, I show y'all a picture. He zooms in on the toes. See? Stuff like that. That's why I know my game always has to be on point, because I know somebody is looking around trying to get me.
In fairness, that was a picture of you showing us a dog toy that looked a little bit like you got it from an adult store. So we had to do some examination on the picture, and your toes were just in the crosshairs. It was shrapnel.
Yeah. No, he goes, what kind of toys? And what are these?
Had to feel good, though, just to get a performance. You know, these new guys have been here. The record has been good, even though there's been, like, decent moments in games. Just to take it to the wire. Like, I got to feel like that's got to make Mitchell and Wiggins breathe a little bit easier while they're here. Get everybody just feeling better. Now,
Wiggins has been really good on both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm. It's like
free throw machine too.
Yeah. Yeah. You think when other guys see that guy being aggressive, that they in turn try to be aggressive, and that is what generates those wide open threes?
Yeah, I think so. Spo was talking a little bit last night about it. He was saying, you know, that's been emphasis, especially for their top three guys, Bam, Tyler, and Wiggins, because it does. Yeah, it opens up those types of things for him. This is what Spo had to say on it.
I sit with, you know, with those three guys and Bam, you know, Bam being rugged, you know, and I also want to note that, you know, Bam was banged up, you know, coming into this game, and it just shows you how much he wants this, you know, for this group. Put himself out there and then was a force of nature out there with his physicality and his efforts and his voice, his spirit, all of that. You know, there's probably a lot of guys that would have sat out either for the back or the calf, and he was unquestionably going, you know, and what he felt was a must win. But we've wanted Wiggs to be more aggressive. You know, it's a different role, not better or worse. It's just what we need. We need him to be a downhill guy. We need him, you know, to put some pressure on the rim and to draw fouls, to control, help us control the game like that. And he's embraced that. And he was a little bit banged up, obviously, with his ankle. And Tyler's just continuing to get better, learning how to make people pay for over-aggressiveness. Like all the really good players know how to do that. And he's gone to study on that, and he's just getting a lot better at it. He's getting the respect now, you know, from the officials, well-deserved, because if you're going to play him that aggressively, you should not be able to in these kind of rules, the way they're set up. And that's helped us quite a bit.
You know what I just heard?
What?
Cobra tie, dude.
You can't keep forcing it.
I'm not forcing it. Colt says Cobra tie has a ring to it growing on me. Good job, good effort, Tobin. It's going to be a thing, dude. Cobra Ty, but it only works when he has the headband.
Yeah, for sure.
This is not going away.
Come on.
Come on, you know you like it.
Put it on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt, dude. Cobra Ty?
Mm-mm.
Mm. I'm gonna rope you in.
No, you're not.
If anybody else came up with it, you'd love it.
Mm. Leroy only watched the combine for the O-line, D-line to fat shame everyone.
That's fair.
Yeah, I like watching the speedsters. And let's be clear. I will not watch 1 minute of the combine because that ain't football.
Unless somebody messes up, then you'll watch that clip relentlessly.
Do what now?
I said, unless somebody messes up and I send it to you on Twitter, like, you're going to watch that nonstop.
I mean, you know, who doesn't like a little chuckle?
Especially when a big boy falls down doing the 40. Never not funny. We'll take a break here on the show. Big time matchup tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So we got, of course, a big one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a cup rematch. The Panthers welcome in the Edmonton Oilers tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. And you know there's going to be a lot of juice to this one, as there was with that fantastic Stanley Cup final there was last year. Panthers, of course, still dealing with the injury of Matthew Tkachuk. According to George Richards, Sergei Bobrovsky first skating off the ice tonight. So it looks like we got Bob between the pipes tonight after a really nice performance by Spencer Knight and the Baby Cats in Nashville. Now we get to up the ante here for a nice little matchup against a team that, you know, probably got some, you know, hard feelings, Leroy. You know, they got that whole. Well, I know.
I went through that. We lost Atlanta, and then the first game of the season was against Atlanta, and we won. And, yeah.
It does feel like hockey holds a grudge a little bit more, though. You know, with the key guys. It doesn't feel like that stuff ever goes away, you know?
I mean, sure, I guess. I mean, you can. What are you going to be mad at? Like, the Panthers were tougher than you.
Yeah.
And it showed.
Stupid ass team. I'm real mature there.
Just too nice, eh?
Too nice, eh? They did get the first one this year. Remember, that was a shootout, 6-5. That was a crazy back and forth between them. So, looking forward to this one. And, of course, you know, I think the juice is going to be in the building for this one. It's going to be nice. The Panthers have dealt with this tournament. It's both teams, Panthers and Heat, going to be home for a bunch of games now. But this one, you got this one tonight. Calgary's always interesting. Tampa's always interesting. So some real some stakes do feel like we're getting revved up for the playoffs. You know, Leroy, it feels like you're hitting that groove here real quick.
Well, I like. And real quick about watching Heat last night, it was good to see them play well at home.
Oh,
man, dude. The last couple of years, that's been torture. Now, with the Panthers, you go to a Panthers game, you're getting your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're awesome at home. It's a fun atmosphere. So, yeah. So, the fact that all of your teams that are playing in their regular season are going to be home for a substantial amount of the rest of the season is actually pretty exciting.
The other thing is, as D Sizzle points out, he hopes that Bennett drops the gloves to fight McDavid. Yeah, you know, I don't think that would be a bad idea. The thing. You got to show that, all right, the Canada thing is over. I helped your ass. You're welcome. You know, here you were going to be yet again Connor McDavid on the short end of the stick, and who was there to save you? Sam Bennett. To help the Canadians get to overtime, so now it's time to show where the lines are. I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, but here's the problem: you know, if you touch another team's star, then Hockey UD gonna come over.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm not gonna mess with Barkov.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
Okay.
I mean, Tkachuk's not there.
Okay, I got you.
Tkachuk's going on podcasts left and right. The Canadian fan is really mad about this, by the way. This is one thing that's really, really funny. They're really furious because Matthew Tkachuk is like going on the Kelce Brothers podcast and he's going on Fallon. And they're just like, you see, this was our point. All he does is yuck, 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 yuck. And I would hear you guys on that if, first of all, one, he wasn't a Stanley Cup champion already, okay? Two, let's not act like you guys won on the up and up. The guy was basically out there playing on a pastrami groin, okay, given everything that he got. So I just think there's just a little too much yuck, 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 yuck from Canada. I understand why you guys were pissed, okay? You know, with the whole 51 state thing and the tariffs. I get it, okay? You wanted to, this one meant a lot to you. It brought juice to the tournament. But to simply take your ire out on Matthew Tkachuk like that loser, Brad Marchand, who basically has been, we call him red carpet. The reason we call him red carpet is we walk all over him to get to the Stanley Cup final every year. And this guy has the audacity to go like, Matthew Tkachuk talks too much. Yuck, 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 yuck. Yeah, he does. But you want to know something? Why don't you act like he's not a winner as well? And that's the thing that I find hilarious about it. You know, if this was like Brady's talking too much, okay, we could talk. All right, fine. The Ottawa Senators will be done. But you're gonna sit here and talk about Matthew Tkachuk like that? It really is. And here's the other thing, dum-dums, okay? Let me just spell it for you. Canada, all respect, you have been hogging this sport for decades. And anytime a non-traditional market, even though we've been around for 30 years, anytime a non-traditional market dominates, which is what we're doing, you guys feel some type of way about it because it's your sport. It's always going to be our sport. But you haven't won the Stanley Cup in years, dude. Okay? That thing has more salt water on it than it does snow with the amount of time it's spent in the Sunshine State the last 10 years. Doesn't even remember what Canada is like.
When you complain about stuff like that, you're whining.
That's right. They're whining. Yeah.
They're whining.
It's just whine. It's just whine. Which is like, you should be able to understand this because I get on you about this a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every time your team loses, they're officials. They're this. We can't get a break. You're like, yeah.
Well, take my lead from Spo. If Spo's mad at the officials, I'm a lot mad at the officials.
No. No.
I just can say it publicly.
No. You also tend to, every time your team loses, talk about all the other stuff. Kind of like what the Canadians are doing right now.
All right, but like, enough of them already. Like, yes, you get it. You guys, yes, love your sport. Congratulations.
And here's the great thing about it. Ain't nothing you could do about it now. Too late. Move on. Somebody said basketball was also invented by a Canadian. Is Gene Kelly Hackman Olympic? Canadian?
I don't know. Is Gene Hackman Canadian?
No.
You sure about that? Canadian.
No.
Nah, I made it up.
I know you made it up. Gene Hackman? Listen, I've been through Canada. There ain't no Hackmans in Canada.
He was born in San Bernardino, California.
That sounds about right.
95 is a good run.
Huh?
It's a good run, 95 years old.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the details. Okay, I don't want to go over it, but it's just like him, his wife, his dog. What's going on here?
The dog died too?
Yeah, I know. It's just strange. They all were, which it could be either the most peaceful thing ever, which is like, all right, everyone's like, we're just going to go.
So they just, what are you suspecting? Tap machine by the Hackmans? We're out?
It's just a strange thing. You know, 95.
It is a strange thing. 95, I could say, oh, okay. But then you talk about everybody.
The wife, the dog. Schmieden
says it was a gas leak.
Ooh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Can I just say this? They must have been asleep. Because yeah. If you ever smell gas in your house,
yeah,
you smell it right away.
It says, yeah, the headline is family suspects carbon monoxide poisoning.
No, that's different. Carbon monoxide is different than gas. You can't.
Undetectable. Pretty chill.
Though. Yes.
You know, pretty correct. Chill. You had to tell me something, you know.
Yeah. Tobin is a big
compiler.
Big time.
A complainer, sorry.
What?
Compiler. Yep. Raw child.
Jeez.
Tobin is a big time complainer.
Oh, shut up, raw child.
Okay.
See?
Jeez. Like,
wait a minute. He's also a compiler, if I'm thinking.
Hey, why are you so aggressive?
Whoa, so he can go on his little computer and go, but I can't say something verbally while I'm doing a radio show?
No, you always do it. We just said that, Waddle. Mm. It's undetectable, which means it's odorless. We originally thought somebody said it was a gas leak, and I made my comments about gas. Carbon monoxide is a different animal.
Hmm.
Although you do have... Do you have carbon monoxide sensors in your house?
I don't think so, dude.
Yeah.
Smoke detectors, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, that's not the same thing.
No, it... Yeah, very similar. If you have carbon monoxide, alarm goes off just like if it's...
How does carbon monoxide get in your house if not via car?
That's what I thought. I thought it was like the car garage thing.
Is like, it... The appliances are all electrical. There's not... The only the gas thing that I have is the propane on my grill.
Is it through the air condition?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Did I miss the 30 seconds of Marlins talk for the year? Yep. See you next year, buddy.
We talked... We gave a shout out to Max Acosta.
Yeah. The two home runs yesterday. This Marlins actually won.
You know, you're talking about it for a while.
I mean, come on. I love the way people come on, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, how come we haven't talked about this? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We'll start the show over for you, buddy.
Especially if you're on video. You literally can scroll through the show wherever you want.
Yep.
It's right there.
I mean, we probably talk more Marlins baseball than anybody, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say that's fair. Yeah. I would say that's fair. I don't know if they like all the talk, but, yeah. You know.
You know,
they're prospects.
Or when you get on a random player for the whole segment.
That Mike Lowell bat speed.
Well, I don't know what's funny about that. They don't make him like Mike Lowell anymore.
Okay.
Jesus.
No.
Last guy to pull off the hidden ball trick.
No. We found that out 2013. I think it was someone else.
Nah, they didn't do it.
Yeah,
not like Mike Lowell and Todd Jones, dude. They pulled that off to perfection.
Yeah.
No love for Roberta Flack. Hey, do y'all even know who that is?
Who?
I don't.
She is the OG of Killing Me Softly.
Oh.
She's the original.
Did she also pass away?
I don't know. Well, I'm guessing she did.
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
Ooh, Tobin is Roberta Flapjack.
Love a flapjack, dude. Oh, I like when pancakes are referred to as flapjacks.
Listen. No, I don't like pancakes.
I haven't heard that in a very long time.
All right, well, that's
ready.
Okay, let's just go to break.
But I do like a good waffle.
I really
crunchy on the outside.
Whatever, dude.
We're tired of your food takes.
It's literally the same thing.
Hey,
you gotta give a shout out also to Michelle.
Pancakes are not the same as waffles.
Go to break.